This is Wealth Health Radio, where you get honest, easy-to-use information on how to maintain and improve the economic health of your family. A few months ago, I gave you the basics of asset allocation. And I know people were listening then because many, many people have told me that they were what exactly they were doing as they were trying to draw the 8 boxes on a piece of paper and label them as I was describing it to them. Of all the exercises I have shared with you during this radio program, that is the one that people have talked about the most often that they have done. So we're going to go through it again, because for those of you who weren't listening 7-8 weeks ago when we first introduced this concept, and even for those of you who were listening, maybe you would like a refresher. And it's a pretty simple concept. We call it the 8-box asset allocation theory, and it has a principal assumption. And that principal assumption is that wealth is never created out of thin air, and it's not fabricated out of thin air, and it doesn't evaporate into thin air. It always exists. It just gets moved around from place to place, and it does grow. Wealth, overall wealth, global wealth does grow at a rate equal to inflation plus productivity improvements. So real wealth grows at a rate of productivity improvements in the global economy. Productivity improvements, that's why we have a better lifestyle today worldwide, globally, than we did 20, 30 years ago, because of productivity improvements. With that assumption in mind, that wealth is not fabricated out of thin air and it doesn't evaporate into thin air, here are the 8 basic asset allocations. And the way to do this is to draw a box on a piece of paper. The easiest way is to take a piece of paper, put it horizontally so it's wider than it is tall, draw within that piece of paper a box, and it can be just about, just inside the borders. That works fine. So you're going to have a horizontal box on your piece of paper, and I'm drawing one in front of me so that I can walk you through this, and it put a line down the middle vertically. So now that you have 2 boxes, one to the left of the other one, and put a line across horizontally right in the middle. So now you have 4 boxes. So you've taken this rectangle, which is a horizontal rectangle, and you've split it into 4 boxes of equal size, all of which are horizontal. And then take a line, a vertical line, halfway between the left line and the midline, and draw that one. And then another line vertically, halfway between the half line, the midline, and the right-hand line. So you should have 8 boxes of equal size, all approximately fairly square, inside your horizontal box on a piece of paper. And now we are going to fill in the 8 asset classes into this graph. And we have yet to do it, but I promise we will do that this weekend. We will get a colorful PDF version of this very same thing up on the richandfulfilling.com website. So across the, on the left-hand side, the left-hand margin, the top row of boxes, you are going to put E, equities, and the bottom box is D for debt. The top row is E for equities, and the bottom row is D for debt. Now, across the top, we have to do the first column is labeled D for domestic, and you, under that, you can put U.S. The next column is labeled F, that's for foreign, and the next column is labeled E for emerging, and the final column has no label on it. So what we have is in the top left-hand box is domestic equities. Those are U.S. stocks, the S&P 500. The Wilshire 1000, these are U.S. equities. The bottom left-hand box is U.S. debt. That would be U.S. bond issues, including corporate debt, as well as government debt, like things like treasuries, as well as corporate debt and corporate bonds, but all based in the United States of America. So the first column is all U.S. equities and debt. The next column is for foreign. So the box that's the second one from the left, and at the top is for foreign equities. That would be international companies that are from developed markets. And then the bottom one is foreign debt, foreign bonds. The next box, the next column over is emerging markets. So we have emerging market equities at the top and emerging market bonds underneath. The last box on the right, on the top right, is you just put a dollar sign in there. That is cash and cash-like instruments. They are liquid. You can get access to them quickly. And then the bottom right-hand box, you would put the letters REIT. That it stands for REIT. That's Real Estate Investment Trusts. These are your 8 basic asset allocation classes: domestic equities, foreign equities, emerging market equities, and then across the top, The last one is cash. And then across the bottom, you have domestic debt, domestic bonds, then foreign bonds, and then emerging market bonds. And then the bottom right-hand box is real estate, reflected in real estate investment trusts. So these are the basic eight asset allocations. And what we do with our strategy is we are going to spread it out among the eight basic classes, the eight basic asset allocation classes. And when we get to the other side of the break, what we're going to discuss is how you should spread that out, because by doing so, you are going to lower your risk, improve your overall returns, and therefore improve the likelihood of a secure future for your family's future. This is an intelligent, systematic way of approaching portfolio construction. It's something that you can do. You don't need me to do this. However, with proper tools, which we'll talk about in the second half of today's show, you can do a better job than what I'm recommending, but you will do better with this just by using what I'm telling you in this first 15 minutes or so.